This year, let HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code HOWIE16 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE16. It was probably Joe Biden's worst week yet as president last week. But it was a great week for his gaffes.
Think of this. I mean, it's 2020. And now 22 going into that election. It makes it illegal to bring your neighbors, your fellow voters, food or water while they wait in line to vote.
If vaccinated people test positive, they overwhelmingly have either no symptoms at all or they have mild symptoms. And if you're unvaccinated, if they test positive, you are 17 times more likely to get hospitalized. For example, before its vaccination requirement, the United Airlines was averaging one employee dying a week from COVID-19. Now, I don't like to, outline the next steps we're taking against. The Omicron variant, and we'll continue to work with the retailers and online retailers to increase availability and to help lead our federal testing program. I've tapped Dr. Tom. Inglesby, correct? Is that right, Jeff? Today we'll discuss our hospital response efforts. Just since Thanksgiving.
We can do this. This is what a better America is going to look like.
And water treatment plant was in the path of the fire. But one worker there, a man named Greg, barely and bravely ventured back into the plant, risking his life. When I visit the National Renewable Energy Lab, about 20 miles, I said, from here, it's also going to create a significant number of jobs.
Last week, President Harris and I stood in the United States Capitol to observe one of those before and after moments in American history. But democracy's victory was not certain.
This week will probably be another great week for Biden cuts, too. He's holding a solo press conference on Wednesday. I can't wait. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.